Animal production and meat safety are among the main issues being discussed at the 5th General Assembly of the Caribbean Animal Health Network, CARBVET, here this week. Minister of Agriculture, the Honorable Sabota Caesar, was among officials who addressed the opening ceremony at the NIS conference room. He says the meeting takes place at a time when the region is looking to reduce the food import bill of Caribbean member states by 25% by the year 2025.
What is the message that the convening of some of the greatest minds at the 5th General Assembly of CARBVET, what is the message that we are sending out to our constituency of stakeholders? And the two very important treaties that I want for us to always keep in mind throughout this week. Firstly, the revised Treaty of Chagaramas that governs our relationship as member states of CARICOM. And I want for us to do so particularly as it touches and concerns the important policy initiative from the heads to implement Vision 25 by 25 to reduce the food import bill of CARICOM member states by 25% by 2025.
Minister Caesar says the forum also provides an opportunity for the stakeholders to discuss food and nutrition security.
Secondly, I also want us to have in our minds the important treaty, the revised Treaty of Basseterre, that governs the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States. And there is the FAST strategy that is seeking to address issues of food and nutrition security. And the working of these two treaties will dovetail into the United Nations Convention and the work to achieve the SDGs and to reduce hunger and undernourishment in our world.
Agriculture Program Manager at CARICOM, Sean Baugh, called for a collective effort in tackling the issue of food security along with matters affecting animal health.
We're here at a time when we have in the prevalence of various animal health issues and diseases. We talk about AFS, African swine fever. We now see where it is that avian influenza has been found in cattle. And certainly our team of experts here, our CVOs, our vets, our research institution, our partners act as that first line of defense, prevention, monitoring, and certainly bring the various solution that is needed for our member states. And I think that goes right into the spirit of CARBVET, that acts as that bridge for the entire Caribbean region. It acts as that bridge as it provides the technical information that is needed to be shared amongst our experts here.
Discussions on the African swine flu and Asian influenza also form part of the meeting agenda. The Caribbean Animal Health Network, CARBVET, is a collaborative network involving veterinary services from 34 Caribbean countries and territories. I'm Colvin Harry with today's special report.